thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll keep you posted on everything coming out of the palaces. It is a juicy story, Lori.
And now
you finally have our ears.
Yeah, you finally, my royal tea sipping is happening. And this is old stale tea.
I know.
But this is new tea that's happening in front of our very eyes. And CBS Morning Today had a 4-minute let's catch you up. And they're you know, I mean, this is old tea, but there's so many. The standard was so lowered by how sloppy they've been with their messaging that now everything is being questioned.
And people are kind of, this really imploding?
Yeah.
The monarchy. Yeah.
Yeah. And you wonder if Prince Charles is really more ill than we know, because all of this mess is going on. And it seems like there's dueling messages coming from the two palaces, and it's, I wouldn't be okay with this if I was a two-person shop of some sort.
Oh, no,
you know,
that's,
I mean, it's so, I mean, it's a clown show.
It's a clown show. Let's go to,
and speaking of not a clown show, the opposite of a clown show, to someone who is so buttoned down. I blew Brittany's mind today.
Okay, tell me.
About knowing something about Taylor Swift that she didn't know.
Oh, I saw. I heard this. I heard this. I heard this. All right, tell
us. So the Tortured Poets Department, which is Taylor Swift's next album.
The name of it.
The name of it comes out a month from tomorrow, April 19th.
Okay.
Okay. And has she not been maybe one of the most prolific people since 2020?
With writing songs and everything.
And putting out
absolutely,
all these albums and just
absolutely.
Tapping into something, and also having been in, you know, in the music business with an amazing career kind of from the get-go when she decided on it. So it has these strong connections. So, and, you know, she's been back in the U.S. for over a week now.
Mm-hmm.
The Asian part of the tour is over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been all quiet on the Western front. We've seen no photos of her. And this is all deliberate. Now, I mean, if only William had the precision of Taylor's people. This is
what
they used to be like.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
But she and Travis went to Madonna's Oscar after party. You never see photos from that except for what Madonna and Guy Oseri put out there.
Yep.
And she wore a nice Marie Antoinette wig that night.
And Madonna did, yeah. She looked gorgeous.
Yeah, with a big side tiara in her head that Brittany and I were like, really quite like, why don't the side tiaras come back in?
We used to call them the combs,
and I guess I've seen them at our creative hair expressions.
They have them.
We just haven't had occasion.
We
need to bust up our party game a little
bit. All right,
but anyway, so we haven't seen them, and then for the Disney Plus Eras release, she just did videos on her socials.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
so she wasn't
yes.
anywhere. And then
Taylor Swift.
And then she was at the Bird Street Club, which I was like, oh, that's a new place for us to go, but we won't be going there because it's members
only. Yep.
In LA. But everybody goes there. Okay.
Right.
People are dropping by there. Obviously the paparazzi are there. But anyway, so they've been quiet. But April 19th, the day the Tortured Poets comes out. Do you know what happened on April 19th, 1775? I wonder if anyone could call in and would know this. You know, my nephew Tristan would have known that.
This kid
loved war and history stuff.
Yeah,
and he would, I could just see him
quoting it.
Dooney, that is the shot that was heard round the world. That is the first shot in the American Revolutionary War, when we basically told King George to go F himself and his taxes and this, that, and the other thing. And
then 1775.
April 19th, 1775. It's the battles of Lexington and Concord. And if you're a kid that you've just had your recent American Revolutionary History, people will remember that was the day, the shot that was heard around the world where we That was the first shot for our independence. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so you think that's the day Taylor Swift's album is going to be released.
And her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, is British, okay? And she was with him for 6 years.
That just blows me away. She was with him for that long.
Yeah, and so, you know what? I think when you look back at a six-year relationship and it ended the way it ended, and then she probably, like, wrote a lot of songs or things about, like, how could I have misread this guy and his intentions for so long? Like, did I waste all this time with him?
Mm-hmm. Prime years for her.
Yeah, of course, I always think that, you know, when you're blinded by somebody's
love energy,
everything about
love him, energy.
Put it in an accent, and you're going to stay 2 years longer.
Okay, see, there you go. So you're doomed. So if you're blinded by something, and then if it has an accent, you've got an extra 2 years.
Anyway.
So this should have been over in four.
I love the poetic. I know that she knows that. There's no way she doesn't know. Right. April 19th, Tortured Poets Department. We've already had the Swifties doing their CSI. And Joe should embrace the man who tortured. He was the poet who tortured. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He should not, because I don't know. I think that's a celebrity red flag when people can't be seen
together,
ever
for that long. I mean, that was a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed odd to me because it's like, why should you have to live your life smaller? Because the rest of the world can't handle your happiness. Screw it.
Let me
about
ask
anything
you.
Like that, you right? know? I mean, I don't like it when people have to, like, make themselves smaller for the rest of the world. It doesn't
because
feel good.
Well,
I don't know that he did that, but she, I mean, maybe that was part of their deal. Why did she go along with it? She gets her therapy through her songwriting. I mean, how wonderful is that? I mean, I did look back at some of my journals that I kept.
She gets paid for her therapy.
Right,
right. We pay them.
There we go.
But I mean, what's the first thing a therapist will often have you do is start journaling about whatever it is, you know, because it's a way of saying the out loud part to yourself, which people really, really love not to do that. They love to not. I'm not looking that closely.
Yeah, please.
So if you journal and then being a songwriter. So anyway, but you know, I think he better gird his loins.
He seems so boring and so.
Well, I think we
know nothing.
He was
nothing
in just
about
a couple
him.
Of movies.
And that was.
And things. I don't know. I don't know anything about him and I don't care now.
Either
I can't wait to hear the songs. And I love. I love. Because I also like that Taylor's reminding, you know, because sometimes we do have to remind, we don't care like about all this monarchy stuff because we in any way, shape or form want to be a member of or the British government. We settled that a long time ago. And just the British is royal gossip, you know, has been endlessly fun. And we are watching a terrible season of The Crown.
Terrible.
Because Queen Elizabeth is gone, and she really kept
everything together.
And she knew, number one, being seen is believed. And she would have.
That was her thing.
Kate Middleton stood on the steps of a hospital 6 hours after she gave birth to Prince George.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, having whatever they just. The fact that they couldn't even handle something as basic as this.
It's weird.
It's
weird.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't at all. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Burton Overseas. And we talked to Bonnie in detail about the trip that we're taking next October.
Yes.
With a group of listeners celebrating Iceland. And it really is, you know, it is kind of a destination. Like, I would like the idea of being with a small group, having a guide, having some meals put together, because I probably would not go to Iceland, rent a car, and go around and do all this sightseeing on my own.
Right.
I just know I wouldn't.
No, either way.
But this way, it's kind of a small group. It's fun. We're doing some really cool things together. they make the whole experience such an adventure.
And I love that. And we don't have to learn about anything. They'll tell us about everything and they make it come to life. That's, yes. I like a guided mm-hmm. tour. I'm so excited about this. If you want to join us and come to Iceland, go to My Talk, type in keyword Iceland, fill out the forms. It is filling up, so you need to act quickly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right, so Lori, you might know this name. I don't know if you do, Grant, and I'm sure I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Okay. Mr. Shigeichi Nagishi.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Shigeichi Nagishi, yep. Something like that.
Yep. Yeah. So he has passed away. And who is he? He was passed away at 100 years old, the inventor of karaoke.
Oh, my gosh. Of
yes.
course. Wow.
Yes. In 1960.
Japanese,
yes.
Right?
So I'm getting better at it because you always, you know, you live there. I feel like I'm picking it up, Lori.
Yes. And there's an inflection, too, in how you say
is.
Japanese.
Yes.
You know, how the native the
yes.
tongue is. Soche matemato. Like that. There's it is true, you know.
I know. So this guy, there was a really nice story in People magazine yesterday. He invented karaoke in 1967.
Wow.
And musicians hated him because he thought that they were going to take over the entertainment world with what was called, at the time, it was called the Sparko Box.
Well, because, you know, the real singers didn't realize that 90% of the world is tone deaf. Has no pitch.
No, has no pitch.
We would be tortured if that was the only singing that was available to us as listening.
And he thought real singers, you know, who performed,
would be even better.
They felt threatened by this, Lori, because instead of going out to watch a real professional singer, people could lip sync to this. So they saw him as a threat.
All right,
and so. He was a tech guy, and the reason he even did this was that he was singing along in one of his plays. Says, "Jeez, he's got such a horrible voice," and he's a tech guy, and so he automated the sing along, and he had it called the Sparko Box, and what it did was
tracking, right?
Song? He asked one of his engineers to put together a microphone, a speaker, a tape deck, and inserted an 8-track tape to play the song Munu no Yumi, The Heartless Dream.
Okay.
According to the magazine that originally reported on this, Sparko Box was named for the flashing lights on the front of the box. He gave it to his kids. Everyone loved him. Everyone loved to hear their own voices coming out of the speaker. Remember when we got our microphones, how much we loved them?
Oh,
our sparkling microphones. I mean, everyone loves that. And so
I loved my fake microphone had plugged in at my mom and dad's bar in fourth grade. I thought that it wasn't connected to anything.
It was
but
best.
I would perform using it.
Yes, the microphone. So he
if it
hit
had
the
sparkled,
road.
That would have been even better.
I know it. He hit the road selling Sparko boxes to bars, hotels, restaurants, any other venue he could think of. By the end
imagine
of
how big it was. It was probably like a big speaker.
Mm-hmm. He never patented it, and it never bothered him.
Oh, he really felt
a lot of pride in seeing his idea evolve into the culture of having fun sought around the world. To him, spending 100 years surrounded by his family was his reward. He was survived by 3 children, 5 grandchildren, and 8 grandchildren.
That's how he lived to be 102. He was not bitter about that at all. No. He sure could have been.
No. Look at him. He's cute. I'm just showing Larry pictures.
Yeah.
So anyway.
He just looks like a kindly Japanese grandfather.
The spark box. If that comes up in a sparkle box. In a little trivia pursuit, sparkle box. Okay, so that happened. And if you are a person who likes to do your own checking out at Target,
I saw this.
No.
Okay, so the new rule, it started to win in place yesterday.
Okay.
So because theft has been unbelievable and self-checkout everywhere and off different
could
stores.
Could we not have told people this? Well,
but they wanted originally. Go ahead.
And in Target, too. What people don't understand is that at Target, they'll let you steal 2 or 3 times. And they will let you do it. And this I have a friend that works in, and this is
and then
they
build in a case.
And they build a case. And then they will catch you once you have enough goods to where it becomes a felony. Because they will keep them all in order and document all of them.
Well,
it's a way to catch people.
It's a way. Yeah. It's a smart way. And this is out there. This has been known. But yeah, they document it until it's enough. The amount of money is enough for a gross felony. And then they'll grab you. So you think you're going to get away with it. You think you're going to get away with it. And you're not.
And so they just basically said it's 10 items. Max.
Yeah.
Or less.
I kind of like it.
Listen, I try never to go places where you have to do self-checkout.
Lori,
okay?
you don't go in places without carpeting and a grand piano.
I mean,
where do you shop that isn't a luxurious experience the minute you walk in the door? They know your name. Walgreens, they know my name.
I've wrecked myself.
I know you have.
Yeah, I've wrecked myself.
We know you have. But so this is happening there. Originally, they thought it would be a great way to save on employee costs, and we're having a hard time finding employees. And then during COVID,
this is why people should call us, Julia.
I have never told them
all of this was going to happen. It's like the light rail. Oh, it's an honor system. Oh, what a swell idea! Yeah.
Who's ever going to pay for that?
Yeah,
I love it.
Okay. So anyway, blah blah blah. The global study on self checkout in 2002 from the report they found. 66% of the 95 retailers said,
"You're going to have theft."
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we could have told them that.
Done.
It's too bad. It's that that's the way it is. But never underestimate man.
Right. You're Lori. Okay. And so this is another thing. So United Healthcare had a big data breach.
This is all
I'm just going to tell people, and this is something you already know and you reiterate. If anyone ever sends you an email or calls you and says they need your credit card number or your social security number,
it's a scam,
period. Younger kids are getting scammed more than older kids. It's a scam.
Isn't that interesting?
No one is going to call you and ask you for your social security number, your credit card number, unless they're saying people are doing deep fakes and pretending they're your pharmacy and we've lost your card or something. Just always hang up, call them back. Don't ever, ever, ever.
Google the actual customer service. Talk to them.
Yep.
I even go one step further. I won't give anybody over the phone my credit card. Even if I'm talking to the company, I'll say, send me a link where I can pay, and I will put it in through your system.
There you go.
Because I'm not going to lie. People, on the other hand, can just take a piece of paper and write down that credit card number. It's as simple as that. You know, so
I'm good and scared now after this random report about multiple things. I didn't even get to report on the fun thing.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. All right, everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Hamernix Flooring Solutions. What are you walking on? What are you stepping on? Do you like it? Do you need some new carpet? Is your pad underneath your carpet so worn out that you're like, I feel like the tacks underneath this carpet? You know, you get to a spot, or maybe you're remodeling or building, whatever it is. Hamernix has the most gorgeous showrooms. They have remodeled the St. Paul location, the OG, on Rice Street. They have the new one on Bassett Road that's been open over a couple years. And then Hudson,
beautiful,
the brand new one right off of 94 and Hudson up the hill there. Gorgeous showrooms where you see so much beautiful, beautiful beautiful things that you can put on your floors, on your countertops, you know, and they have it all. They've got interior designers there to help you with it. They have the new hardwood floor division, too, that can help you come and sand your floors and match floor panels and colors.
You're just a floor dreamer, Julia.
I love what Hammernix says. You will, too. Hammernix.com for more information. Okay, so tonight is the big ABC special with Oprah Winfrey. She's leading a roundtable discussion about obesity and the impact of weight loss medications.
The set looks just like the Oprah show.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
It looks exactly like the Oprah show. It must be killing Gail that this isn't on
CBS. That's what I don't...
That is the gossip behind the gossip. I'd love to know if Jason knows.
I would love to know if Jason knows.
Yeah,
this.
Because she gives almost all of her stuff exclusively to CBS because she's besties with Gail and she trusts how they're going to produce it. But right. For whatever reason, ABC, maybe they gave her a better producing, you know, role, whatever it is.
Right.
But she was on this morning with.
She was talking about it?
On GMA, talking about it. And she left the Weight Watchers board because she knew she wanted to do this special and she did not want to have anybody saying that she was having
a conflict of interest,
interest or anything. And she also wanted to try it. But Ozempic, I think, can be prescribed through Weight Watchers. But I was just like, she's handling it just like an episode of Oprah Winfrey Show, which went off the air 13 years ago. And she does not miss it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when she feels passionate about a passion project, she said, "I feel lucky that I can do this." And for me, because food is something I've never not stopped thinking about, you know, and so I'm like, Oprah, I DVR'd this 2 weeks ago.
I did too. Grant, you know, it's on tonight at 7 o'clock here. Mm-hmm. It's on before the 2-hour Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. And she had a live studio audience, just like her.
Dr. Jen Ashton from ABC.
Yeah, she has real medical. Yep. Just like an episode when she would go all in, which those tended to be the episodes of Oprah that I didn't watch.
Right.
Anything, you know, if I saw Dr. Phil on or Dr. Oz, and I remember my Aunt Claudia told me one time Dr. Oz was on and was, "Are you pooping right?" You know, and they had this Oprah, the
so
first
funny.
Stool conversation, like describing it. In great detail, she had that, you know, so she...
That's so funny. You want... Just now back to our very first discussion of when you need the day off, and you said, "I've got a wobbly stomach," or whatever. Someone... We got this from Fonda. She says, "Okay, girls, I've got one for you."
Okay.
"Fancy for diarrhea."
Yeah.
"I have intestinal distress."
Yeah. I mean, if you want to word it, if you work at a company where someone will be... more impressed with your language skills, but I always just found that I have a terrible stomach encompasses everything.
You don't want me around.
I know. But so I think I'm looking forward to watching this tonight.
Well, because there's a lot of, you know, that was our, and it was probably in the wrong category, but that was our nomination for WTF
moment.
Moment, because never has something exploded on the scene like last February, and there were so many, "It's going to be this, it's bad, it's going to be that, it's going to be great, and it's going to be bad, and then people can't get it."
Right.
"It's going to be a gazillion dollars."
So much conversation around it.
And it was because of the fact that it was brand new and that there were going to be a couple different names. And we don't have Oprah. We haven't had anyone explaining
it
to us.
We need it explained to us.
Yeah, in a program from a trusted source. And then, you know, I have heard rumors.
Okay.
Maybe read rumors.
Okay.
But not verified that possibly this ingredient, I don't know if it's a semi-glutide, but it does something for the addiction mind of thinking about
other
drinking,
addictions.
Eating, whatever it might be, that it could...
Curbs that.
It curbs that.
It does something with your serotonin. We'll find out. I don't know. But
we
I
don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is.
So they're accidentally finding out that it might be, you know, for
how many
that.
People? Okay, let's guess, you guys. How many millions of people are going to watch this tonight?
Oh, it'll be a 20.
That's what I was thinking.
20 million. 17 to 20 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big. This is the first open discussion we've had about it, really.
And the way she titled it, it's called an Oprah special.
Shame, blame.
Shame, blame, and the weight loss revolution.
Yeah. I thought it should have been the weight loss game. Because really, revolution game, but this is a revolution.
It is a revolutionary new product.
But I would have been the producer and me would have kept with the rhyming shame, blame, and the weight loss game. Because in some ways, it does feel like the weight loss game, the roulette of what's going to work. And this family member that I know that's on Ozempic, yep, prescribed by his doctor because he was pre-diabetic. He was just like, it's the first thing that's made me feel like I might actually be able to do this, because he just could not lose weight. Mm-hmm. And he would try and he would do all these things, but he just like there's something in him that just, even worrying so much about your weight, he was like, I think
cortisone levels are high. You will keep fat in your body. If you're a stressed out person, you will keep fat in your body. If you think about losing weight and being stressed out about it, you will keep fat in your body.
Yes. And he said, never since he found that out, but anyway, he's just like, it is such a relief not to be so thinking about food all the time and actually having my doctor be happy that I'm losing, you know, whatever he's lost.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's wonderful.
So I'm curious about it.
I am too.
And there's nobody I trust more than Oprah, even though all those years ago I had to fast forward over all of her doctor segments. I was not a fan of the medical segments.
It was where you were at in your life. Times change.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is, you know, this Palm Royale is coming out on Apple.
Palm Royale.
And what's today? It's the 18th, so 2 days. So Wednesday night. And it's with Kristen Wiig.
It's on Apple Plus.
Yep.
It's 1968 Palm Beach, Florida. But it's in this, it's set in 1968. And it seems like it is going to be absolutely delightful based on, it's Kristen Wiig. It's Carol Burnett playing a rich madame, maybe a widow, and who bosses around her man, her butler, played by Ricky Martin. And in one of the clips, she said, get me my oatmeal tea and then come in here. I want to play doctor. You know, it seems like it's very over the top.
I think so, too. And basically what it is, everybody has goals. And Kristen Wiig, character is called Maxine, and she's a new resident. And she doesn't have the money of Palm Beach. She sneaks in the back way, and everyone's vying during high season to get the coveted title of Queen of the Season.
And Palm Beach, Palm Beach has long been snobby, the rich of Florida. This is where heiresses would have places. But it was this very, and 1960s, like they're going to, we're going to go crazy for the fashion.
I can't wait.
First of all.
I can't wait.
I did, it's stylish and starry. It's got Allison Janney, Laura Dern, and it's kind of Kristen Wiig trying to break him to the upper echelons of high society. Mm-hmm. So to me, Julia, I think that you and I are going to eat this up, because it's going to have backstabbings, tort affairs, attempted murders, incredible fashion. This is going to be campy soapy.
I can't wait. And it's from the director, Tate Taylor, who did The Help.
Yes.
And and I just love the name Maxine. I think that's just a great name. I like Maxine. And Josh Lucas is in it too, and he's hot.
In great gowns, beautiful clothes. I can only imagine how much Googling is going to happen for cat eye plastic eyeglasses.
Oh.
You know, Lady Exercise has a pair of black. Every time I do,
I see them.
People ask me where I got it. Target.
I remember those.
But cat eyes always come and go, and they're fun. And in the late 60s, ladies wore them in white and orange and pops of color, you know, yellow. And
in one iteration of eyewear that I've had since we've been working together.
Cat eyes?
Purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just kind of like a lavender.
Yeah. And then, you know.
But I can't wear them because it reminded me so much of my mom growing up.
Right. And my mom wore all these sort of, they weren't Emilio Pucci or Gucci or Lily Pulitzer, but she made stuff out of that material. Yes. And she always had
fashionable
mini skirts or some kind of a shift dress.
I love a shift look.
You know what I mean? So I think we're going to kind of have like nostalgia too for the fashion.
I can't wait.
But yeah, Wednesday.
So this is Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And they just say it's campy retro comedy.
And Leslie, our girl Leslie Bibb is in it. And we haven't seen her anything in a while. And it's based on a book called Mr. and Mrs. American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never read that. And Kaia Gerber is getting kind of, because she had a small acting role in something just recently. But this is like, this is a legitimate acting turn for Kaia. And she's kind of excited. And old Bruce Dern's going to pop up.
Oh, I thought, so it's not Laura Dern, it's Bruce Dern?
Laura Dern is in it, but she also got a bit part for her dad. Oh, they probably needed a cranky old part of...
You're so right.
You know what I mean?
Bruce Dern's going to show
up. My dad would be a great cranky, rich, eccentric old arsehole.
Because he's that in real life.
Yeah, well, I don't think he is.
Well, he kind of looks like the mad scientist with his hair always everywhere and everything. So that's Palm Royale.
Palm Royale. And I guess the fashion was like the costumer who did that is going to be talked about because people are going to be losing their minds.
We're going to fall in love with the colors.
For some of the stuff, and we'll see that come back into fashion probably.
Yep. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's do some Hollywood speaking.
One thing I know, Julia has been dying to Hollywood speak.
What?
So apparently, Elizabeth Hurley's son, his mother is one of the stars in his movie that he directed, Julia. So
Strictly Confidential.
Now, remember, his father is like this very wealthy
cricket player.
No, textile.
Oh, textile heir.
Yes. So anyway, I think this might be, I think Damien might have money to produce his own movie.
Yes.
And it's called Strictly Confidential, which is a light ripoff of Strictly Dancing, I'd just like to point out. Anyway,
Damien, if you're listening, remember when she named her son
Damien?
We
went crazy.
We went crazy.
We're like, who names anybody Damien after the Omen?
Because 666, literally, Lori, we went crazy.
No.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. When they were like, well, the Omen obviously doesn't have the fan base in the UK that it does over here.
I hated that movie. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but so he describes his new movie about this haunted young woman who becomes fixated on the fact that her best friend didn't really kill herself, but was instead murdered.
Okay.
So Strictly Confidentially, we can have this. But anyway, his mom is in it. And he directed his mom in sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
The things that his script needed me to do in this weren't necessarily things I'd always done in movies many times before. Is she referencing sex?
Yeah, but that's just a weird way of
saying it. And then she said, but having him there meant that I felt safe and looked after.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in the production, I knew he looked after me. So it's actually kind of liberating to work with your family. I may do it again. He airbrushed what needed to be airbrushed.
Exactly. But the way she even said it, I've done things in this script that I've not really done before. So it's a sex scene, and it's a sex scene with a woman, and it's and the fact that he made her feel safe. I think I good
nothing
for you.
To see here.
I don't even know.
But
The headline was just disturbing because both Grant and I are like. Here's a headline. Yeah. She felt safe doing sex scenes in front of her 21-year-old.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
the headlines are always
the condensed thing.
Yeah.
But it is a thing. But then you think, well, if you're a mother, you've seen your children naked since they were little, and maybe you're a mother who's very, very open about...
My 21-year-old children seeing me naked would have died.
Yeah, I know.
Age they are now, children would die.
They would not be able to grant.
And especially mom. But put your arm over there. Put your leg over there. Yeah.
He's gone with her on bikini shots.
I know. They're very.
He's gay.
Yeah, they're very. They're just very close.
They're very close.
They always knew
that he would airbrush what needed to be done.
Do what mama tells you.
Well,
right?
when she came out with her bikini line probably about 8 years ago, we found that she eats 2 raisins a day.
Yeah. And he was on the photo shoot. And, you know, like, so he's always been in her business of acting and all
so
of that.
So there you go.
Okay, here's one. Kelly Clarkson, in her newest loose lawsuit against her ex-husband, said that he and his father's management company acted as unlicensed talent agency that booked business deals and took another commission from what they'd already commissioned.
So we knew this when they were getting divorced, Laurie, because we talked about this. So the way it was working is her husband and her dad, Blackwell Company, whatever they had, and her dad used to be married to Reba McEntire.
Yes.
And so they were not only being the agent and booking the talent, they were also being the manager and getting a cut that way. And
they were getting like three or four commissions.
And somehow got an entertainment attorney cut or something because maybe there was a law degree in there.
Right.
So they kept getting all these cuts. So the first case that she won against them was for a specific time period. Now she... Kelly. A woman scorned is going back to the early years.
She has to.
Yep.
She absolutely has to.
She already got paid out for the later years. Now she's going back and including the dad.
Yeah.
And in those years.
Cher has had to do the forensic accounting with some of the songs that she and Sonny did because Mary, Sonny's wife, has not.
She forgot
her
that Cher had writing credits on those songs and royalties. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, if I were Kelly Clarkson, I would totally pay an attorney and forensic accountant.
That's what she's doing.
He needs to be taught a lesson. You don't
lie on top of it that you triple
and steal
from
your family. This is the kind of stuff that gets people whacked in certain families. Yeah, for family. He really did her dirty.
They triple dipped.
And don't forget, he might have been banging somebody at the family home in Hollywood.
So he triple dipped, and now she's going back for the earlier years.
Yeah.
I saw that last week, and I'm like, good for you, Kelly.
All right. Disney CEO Bob Iger was, quote unquote, fawning over Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce at the Bird Streets Club, the members only club in Hollywood, on Saturday night. So why would he be fawning?
Because her movie was just launching on Disney Plus, and she's worth so much money. And if she thinks of doing it again, he wants them to think of Disney.
Yeah. Okay.
And memberships, I mean, people literally signed up for that.
Did they?
I would imagine.
I would imagine to see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Why wouldn't she have a Taylor effect on that too?
Has it never been out yet? I thought the Eras movie already came out.
It came out for pay.
Okay, got
then
it.
You can get it through subscription, and there was an exclusive.
There's something
four
new.
Songs.
Then they added four songs. Yeah. But this was the streaming
because she's going to be a contact that he's going to want forever.
Quote unquote. Yes. Bob jumped up from his seat the minute. Taylor walked in the door.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I think he's been in the hot seat with Disney.
Oh, he has been with the board of manager, the board of directors. There's a lot of changeover going on over there.
Well, the biggest thing was remember what we talked about? I think they came right when we were figuring out the writer's strike and the actor's strike. He got paid like $70 million or some absurd amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything wrong. Also using AI. They were the ones trying to get extras to sign waivers that they could use their facial structures in other Marvel movies
forever
without their consent forever.
Can you imagine the balls on this guy?
No. Yeah, that's what he was trying
They're
to
big.
Do.
They're big.
They're big. Yeah.
They're big, but they've been put in their place. I love that he jumped up and fawned over Taylor. I just love that visual. I love that people were ready to gossip about how he was, you know, kissing the ring, quote unquote, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
They really are like the king and prom queen of Hollywood.
They
right
are
now.
Right now.
Of everything.
And I like it that we're not even seeing them.
I know, right?
You know, like that is the way. Yeah, this is how you handle your stuff.
Well, and he's opening up a new steakhouse in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. This is what I've always been
told. People will
go. No, I'll tell you why. When you are a football guy, there are two business opportunities. If they come your way, you take them.
Restaurants.
And the other one is...
I'm curious, because you're going to make it up. I feel it.
No. Restaurants, and if it's like a good, a proven existing franchise, whether it's a car dealership or you get in something that's already successful.
Food dealerships, car... I mean, look at our guy here, Chris Humphreys in town. He's got Crisp and Green. He's
That's what you do for like your best investment opportunity because of how it comes into. So that's just
franchise
what,
it out,
Yeah, that was one of the things. So I'm like,
I love it.
You got some money and you need to invest.
And
so
the power of the Swifties, they just won the number one podcast in the country to that other station.
Oh, New Heights did?
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about the award ceremony that they won that at. But,
okay.
But yes, they were the number one podcast, second to Lori and Julia.
I can't wait till they get married and start a family.
I can't wait to watch the wedding on TV. It's going to be streamed at Disney+.
Yeah, right.
for a fee, for sure.
We'll be right back.